Welcome to the TV Music Network podcast with Phyllis and Belinda. I'm Phyllis.
And I'm Belinda.
And today we're going to be talking about The Voice. The top eight contestants performed tonight. They did songs that were inspirational. I can't remember like what the theme of the tonight show was. Plus duets that they could vote for or something like that. Right, Belinda? Was there anything like different about the episode that you can probably tell me about?
That's what you said happened.
And so they have, maybe we should talk about like who's left. We have Team Blake, always intact, good old fashioned Team Blake, which is Pryor, Kyla, and Spencha. Then we have Team Kelly that has Bryn, the 15-year-old. I have to say she's 15 because that's what they say every time.
Yeah, she, like,
yeah. Oh my God, you're 15. You're 15. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Do you have to say her age?
Exactly. And Caleb. We still have him. And then we have Team Adam, Rayshon, still hanging in there, last man standing.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing well, I guess. And on Team Alicia, we have Britton, who's only 18. 18 years old. Oh, my God, 18. And then Jackie Foster, the rock girl who picked Alicia. Anyway. We have some. And we'll see a little bit talking about it. What did you think of the show tonight?
It's a decent show, actually, tonight.
Yeah.
It was pretty decent, actually. There were some really good performances.
Thought they were very, very good performances. Very well produced. The set design. Everything was just, like, fantastic on a lot of the numbers that they had, which I think was great.
Yeah, there were some really good. I think some really good numbers. There were some numbers I didn't care for as much.
Of course.
And then there were some numbers I thought I was going to care for more than I did. But let's talk about it. You want to start with the duets or you want to
I want to start with the duets because I was having some little problems or something with the duets. First of all, I guess
the duets are always a problem.
Yeah, I know. But I think I missed that the duets were mashups of like two songs together. One person be singing one song, and one another person be singing another song, which was...
That was new.
Yeah, it was new, all right. It was so new.
I remember doing it before. I remember the duets was always them singing one song. I remember asking some contestants last year and the year before, like, was there like a list? Was there just like a thing? Was there like three or four? They were like, no, this basically told us what
I was so confused.
They were like, this basically told us what we were singing.
Yeah. I don't know. I was confused.
This week, I'm not sure how they did it because... NBC is in New York for the upfront, so there wasn't a press thing with the contestants this week. So I guess we'll have to ask them next week if it's important enough.
Yeah, if we have time. Yeah.
I'm always curious to know about the duet situation, like how they pick the partners, how they pick the things, whatever.
Yeah.
It seemed kind of.
I think they were probably just put together in general.
Yeah, like the two younger contestants were together. They had the two girls from Blake together.
Friendships.
They had, you know, Jackie. And Rayshon,
but I don't think they had a choice in that matter.
And then, I can because there's so many people on Team Blake. I was thinking that, I guess, so it seemed like so many people on Team Blake. It's like Team Blake should have been split up automatically. Those three
people should have been split up.
To have two girls on Team Blake together, I think already helped their chemistry. It's like there was only three people on Team Blake said they should have been split up automatically.
Yeah, but I think they picked Pryor. And Caleb, they were split.
Okay, yeah, that happened.
Right,
to
they were split, and they were country, and they were able to sing their country duet, which was just weird and a little shaky to me. It started off good.
Yeah.
Like, one person sang a verse, then one person sang a verse, then they did the little mashup thing.
Yeah, that got thrown off.
Yeah, I was thrown off. I was like, God, this is really weird.
You weren't that familiar with the country songs to start with.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe I read they were going to do the mashup, so I kind of knew already.
Maybe, because you already had in your head, but the one... duet or one mashup that I really, really liked was Kyla and Spencha.
Yeah.
Those two together were just killing it. I mean, oh my God. It was beautiful. They timed it well. Whoever arranged it.
Yeah, I thought it was
arranged
really
it really
good.
Well. And I thought their voices really, really complemented each other. So
yeah,
I like that one.
I thought that one was probably the best one out of the four. I thought that was the best one. I thought it was arranged. I never thought I wanted to hear Rise up again. But it sounded great.
I love the song. Oh, it's fantastic.
Up, but it's just that
I think
like
Spencha had a really good take on it, too.
She had a good take on it. I thought she had a whole overall performance. I mean, she was the...
She had a good night tonight.
Yeah, I thought you're good. Like as Blake says, there's got to be a moment where you just come in, and if it's the week you're going to come in and just kill it, this
right.
is the week to do
you
it.
Shine.
Uh-huh. Because four people are going home.
Right.
So you want to make sure you're getting that top three, because what's going to happen, the highest number of votes, the top three will be the top three.
Right.
And then 4, 5, and 6...
Get to sing?
Get to do a sing-off.
Oh, do we do that save my instant save somebody?
Yes, we do okay. the last instant save. Be glad when that's over. And then that fourth person will go to the finale with the three, and then the bottom two...
Go home.
Yeah, 4, 5, and 6, 7, and 8 are automatically going to go home.
All
so,
right.
I think Spencer, whether it was enough to get her... In the middle, I think if it's going to get her, it'll get her in the middle spot.
Right.
I don't think she's going
to
get
it. It would get her a chance
three,
to sing.
But it will give
that's
her a chance to sing, which
okay.
is kind of sad. But,
that's
I thought,
the thing about this show. There's so many good people that someone's going to go home that doesn't deserve to go home, but there's other people who are still in it that are just as good. So it's like, it's really, really hard. It's like sending everybody to a classroom with straight A's. Somebody's got to get a 90 while everybody else gets 100.
Yeah, but there's some. But I still think that everyone isn't as good, in my opinion. That some of them are lucky to be still in the competition.
Yeah, that's the way competitions work, too.
Yeah, no matter what. And
you can name, three people that shouldn't be there right now.
Yeah, but you were making it sound like everyone should
be
there.
No, I didn't say that. What I was saying is everyone is so good, it's you get to the point of that competition where everybody's good. Anybody could go home more than the other. Not more than the other person. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, then there were some other duets that I thought were really good and were fitting. Britton and Bryn, the teenagers ones, theirs was cute and I could see the effort that was made into it, but it wasn't like a reason.
Part
it wasn't
was
a good performance.
And part wasn't. It was kind of like, I don't know if it was the first part that sounded good, and the last part that kind of got shaky.
It just seems like they needed a little bit more rehearsal.
Last part that was shaky. They wouldn't sit on that couch. Like,
yeah,
what?
I think the choreography threw them off a little bit. Like, okay, now you go to the couch, and now you go to the this, and now you
go
to there.
When they first started, he was playing the guitar, and she was singing, and they were so far away from each other, I was like, is he the guitar player and she's the artist on tour?
You were saying that, yeah.
It didn't play out right.
It was staged and everything. It would have been better if he was standing on a little microphone, she was sitting on a little stool right next to each other, and they were doing their little singing, and then she got up, kicked the stool out of the way, I don't know. But it might have worked better.
They would just sit up and just sing, and then he had to play the guitar? He couldn't just sit there and sing with her? I don't know.
I thought it was fine, him playing the guitar. I had no problem with that. I had a problem with, the choreography, the staging. That part of it was a little weird, and I think that took the performance off from them.
Yeah.
And I feel like they could have had a
the
couple,
couches looked
just a little bit more rehearsal. Like,
okay, you got this 15-year-old girl down.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
I'm like, little teenagers together on the couch. Oh, that's not good.
I knew it wasn't meant to be that way. It just looked weird. It's like, wait, whoa, what's going on now?
Who are they?
And I guess I complained they were so far away to the couch, but I don't know, but it wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't a bad duet. I was glad to see how their voices would sound.
It was
together.
One of the better ones of the night.
And so we liked Kyla and Spencer. Britton and Bryn was okay. The two, Pryor and Caleb, I didn't care for it as much, but I could see fans eating it up.
Yeah, that's true. It threw me off. At some point, I was just like, wait a minute. Are they singing? I just thought it was off. When they got to the mixing the two songs, blending it in together, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I was blaming Caleb for that.
Oh, okay.
He was coming in a little late or a little weird, a little rough, something like that. But I could be wrong. It seemed like it.
I'll watch it.
That's when I first noticed it.
And I didn't care for Jackie and
Rations. Imagine Dragons.
Everyone sang two different songs. Why did they do the Imagine Dragons package? I mean, couldn't they have sang two other songs?
I didn't care for it either.
They would have seen, one reason I think I didn't like it was because every season, whether it's the audition, starting the competition, It's music and audition. Someone busses out the Imagine Dragons.
I feel like it didn't highlight Rashawn.
It's like they got the Kings of Leon in the package clear, yeah. And now it's Imagine Dragons. Someone always sings it. I'm going to do a different song.
I would have preferred if they would have went soulful. More like, I don't know. I'm saying really old Motown songs. Like, I really shouldn't. But I feel like they should have gone more, like, I don't know. A better fit of song. I didn't think to go in the rock tone with Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, it wasn't
stuff
like
works
to say,
well,
Jackie's a rocker too. She can sing the rock songs. It's better to kill it. And then...
Oh, Rashawn could sing it too, but I just didn't think they jailed very
well.
He could
sing the rock song too. It seemed like he would have been better off if they were singing a pop song.
You know what? I kept thinking back to...
Maybe they could have sang an R&B song. Or why could they have Imagine with two different songs?
Yeah. You know how when you do those, they do those, the battles... And they're singing, like, two different songs and all this kind of stuff. And you see it and you feel it. Even when they're doing the battle and they're singing, like, the same song. I was expecting that kind of energy, that kind of feel, that kind of whatever. And I'm thinking maybe with all of them, with the exception of Kyla and Spencer. It's like they weren't, like, fighting for their lives or something. And no one was going to go home right then. I didn't feel like they had the same energy.
And we also don't those know at that have. Point of the competition, it's been weeks,
they're tired. Yeah.
They're going through this whole, since they're tired.
They're going through a lot,
They're focused on their song to get the vote, although this year, I think they did last year too, was you could retweet and they each got a vote or something this year. I don't remember how they did it last year. I'd have to look it up
and
see.
Vote and do that,
You still have time.
Okay.
You got till 9
a.m. Okay, I'll do it right now.
But I'm saying, you made it sound like it was over.
No, it just hit me right now. I forgot.
I'm sure they're counting the tweets to a certain time. Anyway,
I don't know.
You tweet and they each get a vote. I don't remember how they did it last year. I should have looked it up before we did the podcast. How exactly they did it last year. Okay, in the past, I know when they say duets with the coaches, it didn't count. But I can't remember exactly how it was with the duets this thing.
I like that they're not with the coaches.
I'm sure they're doing it next week.
Oh, damn.
I don't think you're getting away with that.
All right.
But, Well, that was my opinion on the duets. So I guess I can get off the bills. I don't know.
Good effort. Good production. Value. I mean, it looks beautiful. I don't know. It just could have been better.
Okay.
Not one of their better, like, segments to do.
So we had 8 performances.
Right. And then they did songs that meant something or inspiration songs.
Yeah, it really wasn't announced, and then Carson just kind of mentioned it in the past.
I don't know what the theme was.
And we're like, oh,
I didn't even know there was a theme.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, he just kind of mentioned it just in case you didn't know. But they all seem to have worked.
Right.
It kind of seemed to have worked.
I don't know.
I think.
Well, that one guy, I don't know which one it was now, but he dedicated his song to his girlfriend his girlfriend. Okay, that's prior.
Yeah.
That did the Eric Clapton song.
Prior to Change the World.
Okay, and then that to me was kind of thematic. It was to her, it was whatever, and that seemed inspirational, but I didn't really get the rest of them.
Yeah, he mentioned his girl, and I thought, you want this to talk to me?
He mentioned a girlfriend. You're a good-looking guy.
I always say that. I know it's always, I say that all the time, and I go, last week when Britta mentioned his girl, I was like,
don't get engaged until you got an established hit.
Don't mention the girlfriends, because it may hurt you in the voting competition. I know it's rude to say that.
Yeah, I know.
But some people think that way. They I was voting for him, and then I get a good mention of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And both start going down.
Like that little girl that was crying when Adam Levine got married.
And so, but that happens, yeah. I think Adam Levine even made a joke about that during one. He goes, I'm not getting any of these girls.
Oh, yeah, he says,
anymore.
I think it's the wedding ring.
The wedding ring.
Yeah.
You know, and it happened.
He did say, he did say that.
He even made a joke about it on the auditions. But what did you think of the Change the World?
I thought it was good. I liked it. It wasn't, let's put it this way. I liked it. I wasn't, like, wowed. I wasn't moved or anything. But I thought it was a good performance, and I thought everything was fine. It wasn't a, oh my God, this is the, it wasn't a top 8, I'm singing for my life kind of song. I feel like he should have had another song that was more like, I'm going to sing my heart out for this song. And he didn't. I don't know.
Okay. I guess we'll see tomorrow. I think it seems like to me with him and Blake, maybe Blake was trying to pick a song that wasn't as country or as old school, although Change the World, because
a very mainstream song.
More of a mainstream song to kind of show that because he's been doing this country, but let me pop in an old ballad.
Yeah, he needs to go into another genre.
Southern rockish kind of, or
right.
popish, popular, but maybe that's what he was trying to do. I don't really know. Well, right. We'll see if it paid off. He's doing very
okay,
well.
Okay, let's put it this way. I know that song. That's the song I'm more likely to vote for than that song he sang with Caleb earlier. I didn't even know what that was.
Which could have been the plan.
Yeah. You never know.
Could have been a plan.
Yep, that could be why.
Jackie Foster. Here I Go Again. Now, you know I love me some Whitesnake.
Yes, Whitesnake.
You know
I
love me some Whitesnake.
Here I Go Again by Whitesnake.
Yeah, you know I love me some Whitesnake. And first thing I thought, well, she's the rocker chick. She'll be able to pull it off and cut it if she can get past the first opening notes of it, because David Coverdale, back in the day, had some pipes.
And people that have had potential to sing songs like that have some pipes and could have sang it.
And could sing it. And you don't hear it, you know,
you're
often.
Compared, right.
Yeah, you don't hear it often. You're going to be compared. People know that song.
Right.
Whether you're a fan or not a fan.
Oh, and Paul Markovich. Yeah.
Which really, it used to be a Whitesnake.
Yeah.
And,
he was a snake, as they say.
He was a snake. He was in Whitesnake in the mid-90s. He was in Whitesnake about 94, 95 years.
I don't know.
He was the keeper playing Whitesnake.
I didn't know that until this afternoon, okay, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And the first thing I thought, when they said, oh, she's singing Whitesnake, and then David Coverdale put on Twitter, oh, listen, you might see a Whitesnake
which
song.
Which I thought was
whatever.
Nice.
Yeah, which is nice. And like David Coverdale, you know, mentions it. And then I said, oh, wow, Paul used to be in Whitesnake. And you were like, oh, he was? I'm like, the first thing they show on the package clip is Jackie up there with Alicia, and then there's Paul. And she's like, Paul used to be in Whitesnake. And Paul's like, this is not the right. He was already critiquing the performance. I thought, well, this isn't starting off great, because he's probably played that song.
Right, a
thousand times on tour. He knows it by the back of his head. He's probably more picky being that he was a member of Whitesnake and whatever. And I thought it was just okay. I thought
I didn't like the arrangement as much.
The arrangement was weird. It seemed like it started off with the notes and then it went to the end. And it seems like she was like, I'm just going to coast my way through and then hit that big note at the end, as you know, for the song. David hits that note.
Oh,
I was like, I don't know.
I wanted it to be better, too. But if I had to grade it, I would grade it a B.
I wanted to really like
B minus.
You know how they bust out an old 80s song, I get all excited. I was like, yes. Why I just couldn't do it.
I don't know if that song did justice for her. If that was her best song.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. It just seemed like she was having fun. She was it was like the time of her life, but I don't know if we enjoyed it as much as she did.
Yeah, she was.
And then part of me was thinking, what's the theme there? She did say
something about it.
Like being on her own or being whatever. And I was like,
here you go again and don't give up. And she mentioned something. I was just like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So, but anyway.
After having a loss and then coming through and then challenging yourself or something, I was just like, okay. Anyway, Ration.
Ration.
They bust it out.
Ration.
You know, Ration Nation. Ration escaped two eliminations. Sang Imagine.
With John Lennon. It was beautiful. It was very gospely.
Very gospely.
They had the core, the choir.
Because at first I'm like, he's in a scene. I'm like,
there had to be, what, 30 people on stage, it looked
and
like.
And I figured, what are they going to do with this? And I knew Adam was going to, because I said, he's going to have to take it back to Tenderness, which I still think is his best performance on the show.
Yeah.
When he said, go to Sweden. And then in the package, Adam goes, you're going to have to bring Otis. Like, you got to bring in the Otis at the very end. Mm-hmm. Which I think he did, you know.
Yeah, he had a good performance. I thought it was really good. But, hey, there was just.
But my thing, when he's in the bottom twice, you need to pull out a song, and I don't know if Imagine was the song to pull out.
Right, I know what you
I know what Adam was thinking. He's thinking something people know.
Right.
We can church it up to get the R&B fans. We can pop it up to get, you know.
It was beautiful, but.
Souls fans, let's bust out John Lennon.
There were other performances that were better.
I just think he needed to, I don't know what he needed to do. I don't know if it's going to help him or hurt him or. I don't really. It's like
I don't know.
He needed the.
It's hard with four people going home, though.
That's true too.
That's hard.
You could do your best.
Yeah,
and still
go
have to see.
Which is what I was trying to say earlier, and you didn't like what I said.
Which is hard. By.
I said the exact same thing.
I just think that they should eliminate two people each week.
I'm all right with four going home.
First 2 weeks, and do not do this four people go home.
I'm okay with that.
It's not fair. It's two. Just have two. Let's just do two at the bottom. Stop the save.
No. Stop keep the save. Bye.
We got the bottom two. You're going home.
Never going to happen.
But the bottom two, you're going home. Not now happening we got yet. Down to six. We'd be only cutting two. And right. Not having this four people go home. But
I think it's better four people going home rather than one. Because it hurts more, I think, when it's just one.
But it hurts more when it's four to boom.
It's just yeah, but you, it's boom, drop. Boom. You go, oh, well.
That's the way I feel. But anyway.
Kyla.
All right, let's talk about Kyla.
Oh, my God. Her performance was so good.
Let It Be. It was great.
It was good.
I was concerned when I said she's singing Let It Be, the Beatles. I'm like, is she going to be able to... She's got a strong voice.
Oh, so strong.
Very strong. I'm like, is she going to be able to just restrain it, go through it? And she just did it perfectly. Just started off so soft. And she started off kind of like acoustically, because it's her voice. And she went into it.
It was nice.
She went up.
It was my favorite performance of the night. Oh, I thought you were doing...
No.
You were making a movement with your hands. I thought you were doing the Patti LaBelle, Tweety Weeny Bird.
No.
Good fly.
Then she, so she came up.
It was good.
And she just carried it right to the end. It was solid. It was perfect. Very often do I get, like, chills on...
Yeah, it was good.
...performances. But it gave me chills.
It was good that I had to get out my laptop and vote right then and there.
That's how
good it was.
Oh, yeah. I went right to my phone.
Yes. I was like, oh, my God. I got to vote for this
girl. Rarely go right to my phone.
So beautiful.
Start voting.
Fantastic.
And I was like, yes. I got it was a paper for tonight. And it's
crazy. It was.
It's crazy number two on iTunes. So
nice.
People are buying it. People are buying it. People
I love
selling it.
It.
Hopefully she'll get the...
I hope she goes straight to the final.
Hopefully she get the other votes and go straight to the final. I thought it was great. I thought it was great, and
it was my favorite performance of the night. So I'm good.
Blake was ready. He was setting it up. He was like ready. Britain. He did Springsteen, the Rising.
That was really good.
I liked it.
It was good.
I liked it.
You could tell he had so much confidence. He was like, "This is my song."
Yeah, I think he had mentioned to us. I think when I asked him about songs, I think he had mentioned certain. I know he said he was a huge fan. Mellencamp, Mellencamp and Springsteen. And I know it's hard to get Springsteen songs. I should say hard. There's not many songs on Springsteen clear on the show.
Right.
I think they've only had like twice someone to sing Bruce Springsteen, I'm thinking. And it's been a long time, not a long time since we first had a song clear on there. And I thought it was good. I thought it was good to have that song because it's a, if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, you're a diehard Bruce fan, know that song. A lot of people don't know it.
He performed it well. They had a good staging of it.
He had a good staging. At one point, I was like, damn.
Yeah. I was like,
he is killing it.
Yeah.
And I like that he...
he was like the strongest male of the night, I feel.
He definitely was. I like the way he... I just like his arrangement of the songs. I like the way... I mean, I like this Tina Turner.
His guitar, his stance, his presence.
I like that you...
Okay. He doesn't seem boring with the guitar.
Yeah, it's one of them that every time you see contestants, you're like, oh, let's predict what they're going to do and what they're going to sing.
Yeah.
And you look at him, you see him with his guitar, and you kind of predict and think you know exactly what he's
going
to do.
And how he's going to do it.
And how he's going to do it. And he's kind of have showed a little bit something that you didn't think you were going to see. And he's currently number 3 on the iTunes chart. I think
good for him.
I think he may go a little higher in the
right.
movie.
And when you talk about the iTunes chart, that's really important for the contestants because every sale on the iTunes gets them extra points
Extra bonus. They get a 5-time multiplier, which the voice started a couple
which pretty
years
much
ago.
Guarantees them to move on to the next round depending
pretty
on where
much,
they go.
Pretty much, pretty much everybody, with the exception of Chris Blue, hit that top 10.
Okay, Chris Blue?
And, when Chris Blue got...
You're talking about previous years, not
previous
this season.
Previous years, yeah. He was one of the only ones, I think, that didn't hit the top 10 at that time and
won.
And made it, and won. I shouldn't say... Because I think he hit it with Money's on You, but when it got to this time at that point,
right?
So people look at the iTunes chart. It's usually a very good indicator,
right?
This is probably going to be really crazy now because we got the Twitter vote in there and we got the regular voting. We got all the same voting patterns. It's just a matter of the three top. Which
do you think
Kayla
it's going to be
two,
close?
Brennan number 3, yes, and Brynn number 5 at the moment.
Do you know who do you believe is going to advance to the top 4?
Should we talk about Caleb and Brynn real quick or just go right into the top?
Oh, sorry. We could talk about them, sure.
All right. Caleb. Caleb sang a, you know, kind of a, you know, the whole sleepy traditional song. It was...
Sleepy.
Well, it was that. But it was called It Is Well With My Soul.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was gospel.
My Soul was a gospel traditional kind of song.
It was cute. His family came and surprised them during rehearsal.
That was very cute. Surprised the kids came. His family came up surprised. But I just didn't think it was it strong enough for
what the top eight. It wasn't a top eight. I want to go to the top four final song, in my opinion.
Coming home, right. In my opinion, your opinion, but apparently not to Americans' opinion, because he's currently number six on the iTunes.
Good for him. Sure.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And then there was Bryn, who sang What the World Needs Now.
Oh, yeah.
What the World Needs Now is Love.
Dion.
Yes. And it didn't work for me.
It was a lot of song for
the last two
a young girl.
Hasn't been doing it for me. Yeah. Yes, it was too much. Or maybe I was trying to think, when I sing those songs, I try not to picture, you know, the girl singing it, you know.
Right.
When I picture Bryn, I
picture like young pop diva. I don't picture like big ballad girl. That to me, that's more Spincha. That's more Kyla.
She sang Mary Morris and she killed that song.
Yes.
She had her look. Girl was
the
ready.
Church song, yeah.
I think I mentioned earlier, but she had the church song. She was
she
ready.
Got the star wash.
She had her look. She had, yeah, she was looking like a star.
Yeah, she was. Yep, She's like, I'm ready.
Yep, she had the look. So that's it. So that's all the contestants.
Okay.
So who do you think is going, let's do this. Who do you think is going to be the top three? Who's going to sing? Who's going home? And who do you want in the top three? Who's going to go and who's going to sing?
See, that's going to be hard. I'm just going to say...
Or let's say who do you think's going to get
I'm going to say who I would vote for.
Yes.
Okay. My people who would be going to the top three, you know, when he says, from Team Blake...
Yeah.
Kyla. Woo! Yay, Kyla. And Kyla go
this
there.
This time, I think he'll just say the people.
No, he'll probably just say the people.
I think
because
the people
it'll be awkward because of racial. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think Kyla. Kyla, woo! Okay, yay, Kyla, go. I think Britton. Britton Buchanan, I think he's definitely gonna go. Here's where I get confused with my number three. Okay? I think my number three would either be Spincha or, Kelly has Bryn, right? Or Bryn. That'd be like three people. Then people have to sing. And so then that would be...
So you would pick Spencer, you would pick Bryn.
See, I don't know, because I might pick Pryor, too.
No, who would you vote for, or who would you pick, who you think is going to make it?
See, I can't do who I think is going to make it. I have to do who I can vote for.
Right,
so I
have
Kyla, I'd say Bryn, and I would say Britton. Mm-hmm. Okay? But Bryn, too many B names. Bryn and Spencer are interchangeable to me. It could be either one of those two. That would be my three. Okay? My fourth person would either be... I throw Pryor in there. And then to sing for their, like, supper or whoever, sing to go to move on and go forward would be, like, Caleb. I think only because I think he's probably going to get votes no matter what. And then there we go with the Spincha again and the whoever didn't make it in that other top three. And then I would think that maybe Jackie and Rayshon, even though I love Rayshon, are going home.
Yeah, I definitely
won't have a chance to sing.
Yeah, Jackie and Rayshon are at the bottom of the iTunes chart currently. They haven't hit the top 10.
And is that the same for you?
The top 10, everyone's hit the top 10. The five of them except for Spencer, Rayshon and Jackie. I think definitely Rayshon and Jackie are probably going to be the last two, unfortunately.
Okay, so now I ask you, who do you think is going to go through, and who do you want to go through? And do you agree with who you think is going to go through? I don't know how to phrase it.
If I was putting people through,
right,
I would put Spencer, Britton, and Kyla. That's me.
Spencer, Britton, and Kyla. Okay.
I go back and forth a little bit between Bryn and Spencer.
Yeah, me too.
I go back and forth between
I do
two.
Too.
I've
been the same age. I would have Spencer.
No, Spencer's in her 20s. She was singing when she was younger. She had a deal with Interscope.
Oh, she's ageless here.
It's gospel. She's probably in her early, she's in her early 20s.
She's been singing since she was 12.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She had a record deal when she was like 12 or 14.
Oh,
or
wow. Whatever,
and she had a gospel.
Wow. Who knew?
Back to this. Anyway, that's a whole nother discussion. Anyway, so Kyla, I think Kyla, Britton, and Spencer is who I would put through. I go back between Brynn and Spencer.
Right, see me too.
Last 2 weeks, I haven't liked Brynn.
Yeah.
I haven't liked her song, yeah. Like her choice. I don't know if, I don't know, the last two or
some
3 weeks.
Some of Spencer's song choices I haven't liked either.
Some of Spencer's song choices, but I think.
I think overall,
there's
the
smarter
season
song
for songs.
Choices
yes.
than what Kelly and Brynn are doing. I think that's what it is.
Right.
I don't know. And both of them need to show more of their, like, personality.
Yeah, I don't think I see that. Although I see personality
you see it
with
because
Brynn.
You talk
I don't
to them
see
them
that as much with Spencer.
You don't see it with, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't see
like
it with Spencer.
We were talking to her. I was just like, Spencer's funny.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't really see it. I was like,
right.
She's
you don't get a chance to see that on stage.
We were backstage interviewing her and Kyla right. and Pryor were just like, oh, they're on. And usually it's funny because they're the older contestants. And her
right.
was like, see what I go through.
Yeah.
I deal with these two.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
like, I'm like the young sister of these two. And it was just so funny.
Right.
To watch that. You really don't see that. You don't see that with them. But I would go with those three. And then the sing, it would be Brynn, Pryor, and Kayla. Those will have to off the sing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think is going to happen, I think it's going to be Kyla's going to get it. I don't think you can rule Pryor out. Pryor's
I didn't rule him out.
Charming.
I'm just saying
I
what
really
I like.
I think it's going to be Brynn, Pryor, and Kyla are going to get the three.
Brynn, Pryor, and Kyla. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
And that leaves Kayla, Brynn, and Spencer to sing.
Yeah.
Depending on which three hit it, I think Kelly's girl is
going
to
go through.
Gonna, is
going right.
to end up getting in there. I think she's
and so that
able.
Leaves Adam with nobody in the finale.
Yeah.
And that leaves...
I know that you really don't want it to happen.
That leaves Blake with two people, and then Alicia with one, and Kelly with one.
Yep, and I said Alicia had the best team.
There you go.
And it's down to she's going to end up having one person.
Yep. Britton.
But it happens.
That's the way the cookie crumbles, I guess,
yeah,
huh?
It happens. And Blake, one thing I did say, Blake, once again,
yeah,
I think we'll have two people in the finale.
Yeah.
Could possibly have three. You just cannot stop.
You can't stop Blake and his winning machine. Yeah.
BS Productions.
BS, yep. So anyway, that's pretty much it. So next week, again, too, we'll have our voice winner.
Yeah.
Of season 14.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to talk a little bit about it, but briefly, season 15 is getting ready to come back with Jennifer Hudson going back into her chair, J. Hood, Kelly Clarkson, and Admin Blake. So that should be an interesting season again, too.
Yeah. So next week, this time, we'll be voting.
Talking about the results.
Overnight voting, no more saves.
Yeah. And talking about the results.
Talk about the results.
Okay, so that's pretty much all that we have time for on this episode of the podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Phyllis_Thomas. And where can they find you, Belinda?
You can find me on Twitter talking about voice contestants who should be still in the conversation that were robbed.
Yes, Karen, I know we can.
Belinda's LA Music.
Yes, Belinda's LA Music. Okay, that's all we have for now. And you can always check us out for latest news and entertainment, anything that you want to talk about at tvmusicnetwork.net. See ya next time.
Bye.